Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. For your health and the health of your vehicle, we have here in the studio Alan Hoyt with Health Markets Insurance Agency and John Perry with Global Auto. So, Alan, tell us a little bit about Global Auto. I know you and Sharon started this a long time ago. When did you start Global Auto and why?
Well, Scott, I was born and raised in Argentina, so I am a fellow citizen of Lionel Messi. Sorry, just had to throw that in. But actually, I graduated from high school in Messi's hometown.
Really?
In Rosario, Santa Fe, Argentina.
I've known you for a long time. I didn't know
that. That's right. Okay. So I grew up thinking that being a mechanic was a very high aspiration. Very much like a doctor, a lawyer, engineer. Yeah, they were greasy, but still, we thought that that was a very high aspiration. So when I came to the U.S. and my brother was working at Ed's Foreign Car as a technician, I was thrilled to be asked to work the shop and learn the trade. After 7 years there, 5 years at Max Capel Motors, I decided to open my own shop. That was 1995. We've been through everything you can imagine since then, including a massive fire February the 8th, 2007. That. So mark your calendars. That is Global Warming
Global
Day.
Warming. Yes.
Okay, February the 8th is Global Warming Day. And next year it will be the 20th anniversary of global warming.
Oh, my goodness.
So John Perry came on board last year and has been an amazing business manager. So, John, take it from here. Tell us what Global is all about in 2026.
Global Auto is the, being in this industry now for right around 40 years, I'm dating myself. It's kind of the epitome of what automobile repair should be for our clientele. As a company, we focus on internal training of our employees. Technology is a big part of our industry today. What I've noticed, growing up in this, and I joke with the guys here all the time, I come a little bit from the other side. You know, I was the kid at 6 years old in the garage helping my father put head gaskets on a van,
Awesome.
So I grew up with a wrench in my hand, but technology was something I had to bring into the equation later on in my career, especially when I owned my two companies. I was like, it's in my door. I have to fix it.
Yep.
What I love about Global here is technology is number one. Technology and training of technology is number one. And you don't find that in the aftermarket automotive field anymore longer. It's becoming more scarce, and even in the dealership environment, we're more relying on AI. We're more relying upon online engineers and one person in the building that can fix it. That's not the case here. We verify every vehicle that walks in here. We give open transparency with every vehicle that comes in. We try to be as fair as we can with pricing. Pricing is it's went wildly crazy over the last 3 years. Parts in some cases are 2 to 3 times as much. Labor participations is more, expenses for all the families are more. And all we can do is give an open book transparency with the highest level of integrity when you walk in our door. It's not just that we repair vehicles. We repair vehicles with passion. I love the little phrase that we came up with when I got here about a year ago. We've been in the area for around 30 years, and we mainly focused on European vehicles. Even though we repair everything, we're specialists in the European. So we're the European whisperers.
That's right.
Over the last 30 years. And I'd also tend to say we're probably one of the best hidden secrets in Warsaw. I'm a master certified technician on top of it. I'm an ex-business owner of 12 years. I'm privileged to be here. It's an experience that has changed my opinion of what we could be in this industry. Of course, no one's perfect, but we admit when we're not, But I could tell my guys I have here, the younger, they're driven, they're gonna take care of your family, and we're essentially focused with your pocketbook also, we can make things happen. But as a company, we wanna set the standard of what automotive repair is in the aftermarket community, and that standard's very high. We will not move. We wanna change the industry. I hope that gives a snapshot of who we are. We can repair anything from diesels to regular automotive vehicles. if you want to just come in and have a cup of coffee and talk to me, hey, and if you want to talk anything with scripture, I'm here too. So awesome. I'm an associate pastor. So I'm always available for anybody in the area. I just enjoy what I do. And working with Alan's been a treat. So, yeah, everything's going good. Yeah, absolutely. I just think we are the option to come to in town. I can't fix everyone's vehicle, but we can certainly try.
To John's point, when you bring a car to Global, it's an entirely different experience. Like Alan, like you said, in your country, you know, doctors and stuff and mechanics were on the same level. Well, I feel like I'm going to the doctor's office when I bring my car to Global because, guys, you guys will take videos and you do a whole complete analysis of the entire car. Then you'll send me this whole breakdown. I feel like my car is getting an MRI and it's getting its blood pressure check. And so you go through the whole car and let me know exactly what everything is needed, even if it's not needed right at that exact moment. But it's just nice to know the history of the car and, you know, what needs to be done to it to give it in tip top shape.
And may I speak on that? It's like, We will tell you what we think your vehicle needs, but I think that there's power in information, right? So we try to give the right information and identify jobs as maybe what your concern was, or what is a safety concern you need to be worried about, or what is an immediate concern or maintenance items, or maybe a future repair. We identify those items, and then we lead you and help lead you into a proper, successful repair for your vehicle.
Thanks for all you've done in the community. And Alan, now let's make a transition. I'm really curious. How did you first transition into real estate and then now into health and life insurance?
So in 2011, remember 2011 is pre-Affordable Care Act. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Okay. My wife at the time, Sharon, and Nicholas and Daniel, both of my boys, we'd all been quite healthy. We had never had health insurance. And my thinking had always been that I could save some money, put that aside, and that would cover those emergencies. Well, believe it or not, at the time, my mind said $10,000 would do it. And that is truly laughable today.
Right.
But at the time, I thought, you know, an appendectomy, okay, $10,000, I'll get it done. Yeah. I don't know what it is today. Right. It's through the ceiling.
Yeah.
2011, a health markets insurance agent approached our business and then approached me. And since we had been seeing escalating costs at that time, that's when things really started climbing in the healthcare industry, I had been thinking. Mm-hmm. So when he came, we sat down, we worked through, he informed me about what we really needed to have protection for life. Mm-hmm. So that day we got insurance and we got the supplements needed, we got life insurance, all a nice package that provided that type of protection. 6 months later, Sharon was diagnosed with cancer. Oh, okay. That obviously all changed my life, and it's not necessarily back yet today.
Of course.
I mean, this is how many years later, and yet that still affects my life.
Well, sure.
And so I transitioned to real estate at the time, left the shop managed, and was able to be more by her side throughout the years and do more things. I wasn't tied to a facility and to a wrench.
Right.
So real estate did very well for me during those years, and I am still a licensed agent, just work mostly with investors. Mm-hmm. I have transitioned now into health and life because there is definitely a passion there, and the reason being is that during those years, I never had to think about the money. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine what it is like to go through something of that nature, mm-hmm. something that heavy, mm-hmm. and lose your house, lose this, sure. lose the other, not have income.
Sure.
And the health markets insurance agent was able to set me up in such a way that we had chunks of money come in at the outset with the diagnosis that allowed us to actually do some natural approaches,
sure.
Which improved our life. It
nice.
Really did during that time. And we spent about 5 years through the process. Then Sharon did pass away. Her cancers, both cancers were that she had two cancers, and both of them were very, very, very nearly, impossible to cure. Yeah. So now in my new life, I have chosen to go into the health and life insurance business to help others. Unfortunately, it's either you or I for cancer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Scott.
Definitely.
I mean, it's one out of two men. Yeah. It's the statistics are really, really bad. And
it's not if, it's when.
We have to face that and be prepared, and that's what we're here for.
Now, we talked a little bit about people that have lost their subsidies and stuff. What do you have for those people?
Yeah, so Health Markets also is a very excellent in putting together packages for the difficult situations, like a person who is making, let's say, $200,000, $300,000 a year, and now his family insurance is at a case in Illinois, $250,000 a year. They actually own a medical equipment sales company, and I insured them because their cost is up to $2,500 a month, $3,000 a month.
Sure.
So what we have is we pair two products. One is a catastrophic. When it is a disease that is on the list, which is the majority. I mean, most of them fit under the categories that it covers. When you hit $5,000, it takes over 100% up to $1 million a year.
Okay. Wow.
And it's very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. But that's your catastrophic coverage. Mm-hmm. The first $5,000, we have another product that is just pairs so beautifully with it. It actually pairs so beautifully with it that both salespeople, both of the representatives, work together in training us in their product. So they believe in each other. One's United Healthcare, another is a Med Mutual company out of Ohio, but they will work together in that fashion. It's kind of neat. And the product is also inexpensive, and it will essentially take care of that first $5,000, most of the time in its totality, maybe even leave extra income protection money for you in the case of certain situations. So that's a quarter of the cost, and it does pretty much everything that you would get in your normal Affordable Care Act plan that now costs you so much money.
Right. So people, you don't have to be a corporation with 50 plus employees to sign up with you. Can you just be an individual and sign up with you?
Yes, absolutely. Individuals, and for corporations, for businesses that are 50 employees and under that do not have to provide coverage, we do have some good options too. If you're looking to do something for your employees, there's ICHRA that we can work with you with, which is a government plan that allows you to provide help towards their marketplace insurance, so they don't have to. Doesn't have to be a group plan, which is getting pretty expensive now.
Sure.
And we can work with them that way.
Great. Well, we'll have to have you come and speak with one of our chamber events, because we have so many employees that are just mom and pop organizations. They can't afford group health insurance that they're with two employees or whatever. So, yeah, we'll definitely have to have you reach out to our membership, because we're up to 770 members now. And so, but yes, many of those are without insurance of any kind. And so this sounds fantastic. So whether it's Global Auto or health insurance, how do people get in touch with you guys?
Well, my phone number is 574-453-8470. I will be opening the doors of an office at 611 South Buffalo, so right by the chamber.
Yes. That's right.
It's just not open quite yet, but you can reach out to me on my cell phone. Text is wonderful. That works very well, 574-453-8470.
Or if you can't remember that, contact us at the Kosciuszko Chamber, and we'll get you in touch with Alan or John. Thank you guys for joining us today with this episode of Biz Buzz, and thank you for all you do for our community.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.